Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Anglicare On Air. I'm Jenny Barrett, Director of Communications with Anglicare SA, and I'm hosting today's show because our CEO, Dr. Lyn Arnold, isn't available this month. But as I promised last program, he will be here to do the final program in June before he leaves us and moves on towards ordination as a minister. So this morning we're going to talk about a very special program that we run out in the northern suburbs of Adelaide. It's run by our Northern Care team, and it's a program that provides our clients with special help and assistance in their homes. And our first guest this morning is the coordinator of these services, Kelly Ainsworth. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you.
And we'll also be speaking a little bit later to Sid Livingston. Sid is one of Kelly's clients. Welcome to PDA, Sid.
Thank you.
So we'll find out a little bit from Kelly first about what the program is. Now, Kelly, you have an interesting title, and we were chatting about this off-air. You are the Restorative and Revitalisation Coordinator. Tell us what that means.
Okay, well, not so much in the title, but it's about the way that we actually go about helping people. Restorative meaning that we're looking at things that people may have been able to once do and are having difficulty with at the time, and I actually go in and speak to participants of the program and find out ways on how I can make things easier for them to self-manage.
So what sort of things are you referring to? Can you give us some examples, Kelly?
Okay, we've got referrals on the Northern Care waiting list. They're predominantly domestic referrals. I'll go into the home and have a rapport building type conversation with the participants, or well, with people that are potential participants to start with, and just have a little bit of a chat around what it is that they're wanting to achieve to make their self-management of their activities of daily living appropriate around the home.
Are we talking about things like cleaning or cooking or making the bed?
Yeah, there's cleaning, there's kitchen type tasks, personal care type tasks, and really anything that somebody's actually having difficulty with. We look at some solutions of how we might be able to help them to retain their independence.
And what sort of things do you come up with as those solutions? I understand you go shopping sometimes for different cleaning equipment?
Yes, we do. There's, like I said, it's been predominantly domestic, and there's quite a lot of people, probably up around the 80% mark, that are requiring assistance with their domestic task. A lot of people that have been waiting on the program are actually waiting for formal assistance, but due to funding, we're not able to help everyone formally, so we'll go in and have a bit of a chat about the things that they're unable to manage domestic-wise, and that will be things like mopping, cleaning the bathroom, cleaning toilets. It could also be unable to manage some kitchen tasks and prepare food, so we'll look at some easier ways for them to be able to handle doing those things. And that might be through the introduction of some small, simple aids, or having a look at the things that they're currently using and trying to make it easier for them.
You're listening to Anglicare On Air. This is Kelly Ainsworth, my guest this morning, and she's the Restorative and Revitalisation Coordinator. She's telling us about a program in the northern suburbs where we help clients to manage some what are pretty much day-to-day tasks in the home but can be difficult. Now, the clients experience these difficulties, Kelly. Could that be because of age or disability or frailty, a number of factors?
Yes, there are a number of factors involved, but one of the observations that I've made is that as people are getting older, they do tend to become more frail and don't have the stamina and are fatigued and find it quite difficult to keep up with the self-management of household-type duties.
And many people, of course, take great pride in their house cleaning and keeping their home clean, but they just don't have the ability to actually do the vacuuming every week and mop the floors.
That's right.
Gee, I hate housework, and I'm not old and frail, but I hate housework. I pay someone to do mine. So the clients we're helping, Kelly, would they generally be in the older age bracket?
Yes, they're all over 65, and the program was certainly open for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders 45 and over.
And do we have many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander clients?
No, we haven't had any Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders on the program.
Oh, that's disappointing. Why? Can I ask you then, why is the age limit so different for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders? Does that reflect their much shorter lifespan?
No, I'm. I think it is actually based around shorter lifespan, but I'm actually not 100% sure.
Okay, well, maybe we can follow that up another time. All right, well, this seems to be a good time. We might just quickly cross to Sid and ask him a little bit about how you've helped him. Now, Kelly, Sid was your first client in this program.
He was, yes.
Okay, Sid, welcome again. Sid Livingston. Can I be cheeky, Sid, and ask how old you are?
71.
71, not out. That's a pretty good innings, Sid. And are you living at home alone? Or?
No, I live there with my wife, Jeanette, and she has... quite a few health issues as well.
So she's not as active, perhaps, as she'd like to be?
No.
And tell me, Sid, have you always been the man in the house that does the housework?
Well, over the past few years, since I retired, I have. Jeanette has a bit of a problem with, doing the dishes. Us men don't like doing dishes, but I'm a bottle washer at home, and she has a problem just standing there at the sink.
Right.
While doing them, so I do that, and she has a problem with, the other household chores, so I've basically taken that over.
And how do you find the weekly chores of vacuuming and washing the floors, using the mop and bucket? Have they been difficult for you?
Well, they have been. In 2008, I had a heart attack and had a triple bypass, and then in 2010 I had a hip replacement, so that put me behind a bit and made all the chores I were doing very difficult. We did get a bit of help through the council with a few chores at home, but that sort of run out, and I got a visit from Kelly through Anglicare and put us into this program, which has been great.
And you're listening to Anglicare On Air. We're talking about the home care services we provide to clients in our northern suburbs. And my guests are Kelly Ainsworth, the project coordinator, and her number one client, literally the first client for this program, is Sid Livingston. Sid, what is it that Kelly did for you? How did she help?
Well, she came in and was questioning different chores that we were doing around the house, like vacuuming and bathroom work and general domestic things, and at the time we used an upright vacuum cleaner, which I used to have quite a hard time getting around. Found it very hard to get through the whole house with it, so Kelly put us onto a vacuum cleaner with a hose and a little turbo motor in it, which was great. Mm-hmm. And I found it a lot easier, and I could get through the vacuuming with not very much problem at all.
So housework is actually fun for you now, is it?
Oh, yeah, well, housework's never fun, but it has to be done. It's one of those things that you have to do. So it makes it a lot easier.
So something as simple as just getting a new vacuum cleaner with a different design makes that job so much easier for you?
Oh, certainly. You haven't got the push and the pull of the upright vacuum cleaner where the hose, and this just follows you around, and you have no problems. But the best thing was this mop type thing with a pad on it with a
now I'll just
water
stop you there,
thing
Sid.
With the
I just stop you there because Kelly told me I want Kelly to describe this first. We're going to go to a music break, and then when we come back with Anglicare on air, we're going to talk about some of the fantastic devices that you can use in your home to make your housework a lot easier and the services that Anglicare can provide to help that. So we'll come back after this music break and speak to Kelly and Sid again. And in choosing the music for today's program, I was trying to find some songs that talked about cleaning or housework, and there's really not much around. So I decided we'd just go for some old-fashioned nice music, but sung by a nice young man, an artist called Josh Groban. He's an American artist. I'm a big fan of his. And he's done a cover version of the very old song called Smile. I hope this puts a smile on your face.
Your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking, when there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow, you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile, then maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is
Anglicare on Air. I'm Jenny Barrett, Director of Communications, hosting the program today with my guests Kelly and Sid. Kelly Ainsworth is the project coordinator of a project we have that helps people in the home to do their tasks a little easier. And Sid Livingston, who's 71, was her first client. And we've been talking about different ways that Anglicare can help clients stay in their home but maintain their independence by making their daily chores, their tasks, a little easier for them. And off-air, we've been discussing about a rather fancy mop and bucket. I'm a bit intrigued, Kelly. You need to tell me a bit more about this. You went out with Sid and bought a mop and bucket, which does, I don't know, what does it do? It makes the work easier?
Okay, the mop is a Freedom Pad-style mop. And instead of using a bucket of water and having difficulty carrying around and bending, the mop actually has a small canister that you can fill with water and solution on the stick. The handle of the mop has a trigger-like function, so it's ergonomic. So you squeeze the trigger three or four times and it'll squirt water out in front of the pad onto the floor. Then you simply
push the mop
back and forth so it has just the right amount of water on the floor.
Sounds fabulous.
And it eliminates the need for bending.
And it puts the right amount of detergent into it so you don't get a big bubble of soap suds on the floor?
You do have to be careful.
Oh, okay.
You do have to be careful putting just the right amount in, but, you know, you really don't need to use solution because it's a fibre type mop, so you can get away with just cleaning your floors with the water.
Okay, and this is suitable for lino and tiled floors? And
that's correct.
Can you use it on wooden floors as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a really wet mop, so it can be used on all different surfaces.
And is this something you can buy at a supermarket or a hardware store? It's readily available? It's not like an industrial type?
No, Big W and Bunnings is where I source them from.
There you go, a bit of free advertising on PBAFM from Anglicare. Now, Sid, you've got one of these mops. You picked it out yourself, I think. You went shopping with Kelly, is that right?
That's correct.
And how does the mop make it easier for you? I mean, it's such a simple thing to think about, washing the floor.
Yeah, well, usually before I was doing it with a mop and a bucket, and bend it down with the bucket, moving the bucket and all that sort of thing was a bit hard. But then with this gun, as I call it, me gun...
water pistol.
Me water pistol. It makes, it's a lot easier. Just stand up straight. I put a little bit of detergent in it. I like to have a little bit of detergent, not just all water. And fill it up with water. Connect the pad on the floor. A few squirts and away you go. Each time you get to a dry bit of the floor, just give it a bit of a triggers, a couple of shots, and then away you go. But I get through with it quite easily now.
So it makes your housework a lot easier. It must be a bit of fun too. It's a bit like playing with a water pistol.
But you got to be careful with the water here. Wife keeps me under control.
Jeanette's watching you while you're doing the housework, is she? Does she tell you how to do it? Does she tell you you've missed a spot, Sid?
No, I've got to give her that credit that she trusts me.
Good, good. How long have you been married, Sid?
50 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah,
have you had
a
big celebration for the 50th?
Well, not really, but we had our celebration, yeah.
Just the two of you?
Yeah.
That sounds nice. I hope it was a very romantic one.
It was.
You're listening to Anglicare on Air. I'm Jenny Barrett, and I'm talking with two guests here today, Kelly and Sid. Kelly is the coordinator of a program that helps people in their homes, and Sid is one of her clients. And we've been talking about simple things that you can do to make the housework easier, just by buying the right equipment, being able to do tasks that you might not have been able to do easily. And Kelly, part of the program you were telling me is that you actually build a relationship with your client. You just don't go in and tell people what they need to do. Can you describe to us how that works?
That's right. It was part of an innovative project, so I was lucky enough to have the freedom without restriction of current policies and procedures. So I chose to deliver the program to the participants by phoning them first from accessing the name off of the Northern Care waitlist and then requesting a home visit with them.
Mm.
When I visited a participant at the home, I would go in and I would build a rapport. To start with, I would choose something within the home or the garden or the dog, some focal point that I could actually strike up conversation with the participant and go from there. And I think that worked really, really well because it was a common ground to start with. Obviously, it started a good conversation and we were able to lead into the more appropriate things that I was there for.
So tell us how that worked with Sid and Jeanette. How did the relationship start there?
When I first went in, they had their little dog Lucy, and I spoke to Sid and Jeanette about Lucy, and then I sat down and I asked Sid and Jeanette if there was anything that I could do to make your life easier as far as your domestic work is concerned, what would it be?
Yeah.
And Sid actually did tell me he gets very fatigued when he's trying to do the housework, and we had a look together at the equipment that he was using, so there was observation of the equipment and also the techniques he was using as well.
And then went shopping together.
We discussed some solutions around trying to make things easier, and Sid was certainly open to having some different solutions to try and make things easier for him, as there was no formal service intervention available at the time. And like I said, we went shopping together and Sid chose his equipment and he's been self-managing with it ever since.
That's good, Sid. So now you've got the job at the housework. Tell me about Lucy. I didn't know you had a little dog.
Yeah, we had Lucy, but unfortunately, we we've lost her.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Sid.
Yeah, but well, she was 14.
What breed was she?
Maltese.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Pets are wonderful in the home, but of course they do create a little bit more housework.
Oh, well, they are. But she was a very, very good dog, very clean dog, and was outside. And of course, Maltese don't lose hair.
Oh, that's a good
thing. So there's no hair around the place and everything else, but everything is fine.
So, Sid, tell me, what do you think of what Anglicare and Kelly have done for you? How would you describe the help that they've given you?
Well, first off, we were getting a little bit through the council, where they would send somebody in to do the chores.
Yeah, to do them for
do
you.
Do the housework for us, yes. That was fine, but that only lasted a certain amount of time. When that ran out, then Anglicare, Kelly came through Anglicare, and we sat down and she was discussing this program and we were quite willing to participate in it. And, well, you'd probably go on and on and on, but all I can say is that I'm very glad that I did participate in it.
And that's good that Anglicare's been able to help you and Jeanette. And Kelly, how many clients have we helped through this program, roughly? Has this gone out to a number of households?
We had a target number of 30 participants. We've actually helped 31 participants on the program, all of which have been
real success stories.
Real success stories, and really supported to achieve their self-management.
And it's not only the tasks of house cleaning, but I understand, Sid, that you've come up with another idea to actually improve your flexibility and your strength. Can you tell us about the hydrotherapy?
Yes, well, I used to be quite a fit fella. I used to do a lot of exercises and all that. And I used to go to a gym many, many years ago. And when I was having these few problems with after my heart and my hip, found it a little bit strenuous and running out of puff and unable to get through things, I looked into it myself.
The hydrotherapy?
Of going back again to it. So went to make a few inquiries, but then when you're on the pension, it's a little bit hard to get into these courses.
Mm.
A bit expensive. So we had to sort of look at it, and then, of course, Anglicare came there. Kelly suggested a bit of hydrotherapy. We mentioned about the place, which is close handy to us.
Yes.
And that, and we knew it. It had the facilities for us, and so Kelly looked into it, went there, and put us in a program they had going down there.
And how has that helped you, Sid?
Oh, gee whiz, it's helped a lot. Especially in the pool, we were down there. We done a course with exercises with a person down there, a physiotherapist, put us through a program, and we spent, I think it was maybe 10 weeks down there, and
that's made you fitter and a bit more agile.
It has. It's helped my hip a lot, especially in the pool with the exercises and the spa. Oh, gee whiz.
The spa sounds good, especially after
lying back
especially
there
after doing
and
the house cleaning, Sid,
hey? Yeah, all the bubbles and everything, really good. But no, it was very good. It's built me up and strengthened me, and that has finished now, but we will be probably looking for more in the future.
We're not going to see you running a marathon soon, are we? Perhaps, or doing the City to Bay Fun Run?
No, I don't think so. I done that about 35 years ago.
Oh, good
so, on you. Yeah, I did it then, and no. But at least I'm able to get and do my chores now.
That's
a lot
good.
Easier.
That's excellent. And that's thanks to Anglicare, because you're listening to Anglicare on air on PBA FM. And we've been discussing home care packages that we provide to clients in the northern suburbs. My guests this morning have been Sid, who's one of the first clients to take help from the project coordinator, Kelly. And we're going to go to a short music break, and then we'll come back and sign off. And I didn't back announce the last song. The music you heard earlier was Josh Groban with Smile. We're now going to listen to a young Australian singer called Mark Vincent with a song I thought very pertinent to our discussion this morning, Young at Heart. Here's Mark Vincent.
Come true, it can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. Welcome
back to Anglicare On Air on PBAFM. I'm Jenny Barrett, filling in for Dr. Lynn Arnold. But I promise that he will be back for the final show, his final show, on Friday the 22nd of June. Our guests this morning have been Kelly Ainsworth, who coordinates a program that Anglicare runs in the northern suburbs, helping people with their domestic tasks. And we've been interviewing Sid Livingston, who was Kelly's first client. Sid, you've been telling me that housework is almost a pleasure for you now because we've made it so much easier. Almost a pleasure, not totally.
Thank you very much for that.
You're not going to get out of doing the chores.
Correcting yourself there. As probably a lot of listeners out there would know, housework is never a pleasure.
No, but we've made it a lot easier.
Yes, it certainly has been a lot easier. And all I can say is I have a lot of time, a lot of thanks, and a lot to say of what Anglicare and Kelly has done for myself and my wife, Jeanette.
Thank you, Sid, and thank you, Kelly, for coming in this morning and telling us about your project. It's just a pity that I understand the funding is finished now, so we're not going to be able to continue this particular project, is that right?
Yes, unfortunately it was one-off funding. However, the learnings from the project certainly will be put into our normal service delivery. Like Sid has said, we've had some great outcomes, and certainly something that Anglicare will be using in the future.
And that's what Anglicare is all about, listeners, helping people, whether it be in their home or in one of our aged care centres or at one of our many sites across Adelaide. Anglicare is here to help, and we'll help anyone that asks us for it. I'm Jenny Barrett, signing off on another Anglicare On Air. Our next programme will be on Friday the 22nd of June, and special host for the last time, Dr. Lynn Arnold, our CEO, who is departing to take on a mission of becoming an ordained minister. So we'll wish him all the best with that. Thanks for listening, folks.